Career Confidential.
This is where we chat with someone in Hunter Valley with an interesting job. And this morning we're chatting with an artist. His name's David Darcy. He's based in Murrurundi at David Darcy Studio. He's an Archibald Prize finalist. You should see this guy's work. It is absolutely incredible. Yeah. He joins us on the line this morning. G'day, David.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Really good. Let's get straight into it. How on earth did you become an artist?
Back in school, I used to doodle a lot, and I actually thought I was going to be a cartoonist when I left school, but I ended up taking the road of a photographer, and it sent me on an incredible journey for nearly 20 years where I photographed dogs all around Australia and all over the world, in fact. And then about four or five years ago, I thought, you know what, I've had this itch to want to paint for a long time, and so I moved to Murrurundi and I picked up a paintbrush, and over the last 3 years, I've had some incredible success.
Well, that makes a lot of sense that you were a photographer before, because your paintings are incredibly detailed portraits. Well, a lot of them are, especially the ones... There is one that is nominated last week that your painting is going to be selected in the Musselbrook Art Prize or as a finalist. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you take a lot of inspiration from people in the Hunter Valley or people that surround you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm you know, the Charlotte, who has been a subject for me, you know, for both the Archibald Prize and now this for the Musselbrook Prize.
Yeah.
You know, she's a local here in Murrurundi, and, you know, it's getting to know people. I painted Fran Watchtell, another local artist here, and that was a finalist in the Moran Prize in 2019. You know, there's a few identities who are just on my drawing board at the moment that I'm looking forward to painting. And absolutely, I draw so much inspiration from the region where you live, because there's so many interesting characters here that have great stories to tell.
What was it like? You said you put down the camera, you picked up the paintbrush, moved to Murrurundi and started painting. What was that first painting like?
The first couple weren't anything flash, but... It gave me a sense of knowing that I could do it. At the end of the day, it was one of those things where I wanted a complete change. I didn't want to kind of go into it half-heartedly. I really wanted to pursue it as a career. And so I put a lot of pressure on myself to succeed. And I guess the first couple, they weren't great, but there was enough in there that I thought, yes, I've just got to learn my way through this. And that's all it takes, is it's just about learning. A lot of people blow smoke and say, oh, you know, you're so talented. But I don't see talent. I see passion and commitment to something I love doing.
So if you were speaking to the kids of the Hunter Valley and this is a career that they wanted to pursue, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, well, I think that's it. It's that gut feeling. You've got to believe that you can succeed at something, you can't do things half-heartedly. Otherwise, you know, it'll show. You really need to be passionate and put your whole self into it. It's probably not great career advice, but I always say, don't have a plan B. Like, have a plan A and go for it as hard as you possibly can. If you fall, you're only going to fall on your face and you get back up and go again. It's not, you know, if you've always got a plan B, you're never truly committed to plan A. That's what I think anyway. So, and that's how I've always taken, you know, my success, I suppose, has been, because I've just gone for it as hard as I can.
It's good advice. Congratulations on being selected for the Musselbrook Art Prize for your painting of Charlotte, which is just incredible as well. We love it. David Darcy, artist based in Murrurundi, thank you so much for joining us for Career Confidential.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.